The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told them, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand towards his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you for the day. Jesus says, "Who is my mother? Who is my brothers? Who are my brothers? Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother to me." In the families of this world, relationships are established by blood. But in the family of God, the only blood that matters is the blood of Christ. And the closer we draw to him, the closer we draw to one another. That's why I always cringe whenever I hear anybody use the phrase organized religion or institutional church, because it's just not the truth. The church is not an organization, it's an organism. The church is not something, the church is someone, the body of Christ, which gives us a union that's more substantial than any other union on earth. A union that runs deeper than blood. And by the way, that's why I start every homily by saying, "Good morning, brothers and sisters," because I figure if I botch the rest of the message, at least I've proclaimed that, okay? And so what we think we have to stop and understand is that our participation in our Lord's will causes a union. Now, you're rightly saddened by the divisions in the world. Deeply saddened by the divisions in your own family, right? Yes. You're saddened by the divisions in society. I'm saddened too. It gets me down. These were never meant to exist. However, there does need to come a point in which you stop asking the question, "Why are we so divided?" and start asking the question, "What's going to bring us back together again?" My little message to you today is that your participation in our Lord's will is the most powerful force for union in the whole world. And here's the best part. It doesn't matter whether anyone else cooperates with you. Because we're all one body in Christ. If you draw near to the Lord, just by your own cooperation, you will bring others closer together, whether you know it or not, because we truly are all one. The health of any one part of the body affects the health of the whole. There's an image that we get in our scriptures today, actually all throughout the scriptures, that helps us with that. And it's the image of an outstretched hand. Anytime God wants to bring his people together, he does so with this image of an outstretched hand. So you heard that in the first reading from the book of Exodus. And with an outstretched hand, God drew his people together. And he told Moses, "Stretch out your hand," and the waters divided, and the people walked through the waters. And through this miracle, the Lord drew the people to himself. And because he drew them to himself, they became one. And if you're really paying close attention here in the gospel, Jesus says, "Who's my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand, he said, "Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother, sister, and mother to me." What's the number one place in all the Bible in which God stretched out his hand to make his people one? It's the cross. Stretched out his hands and drew all people to himself. When you notice when the priest does the sacraments, he always has an outstretched hand. Whether it's the Eucharist, whether it's confession, whether it's anointing of the sick, always an outstretched hand. And it's a symbol of our participation, just like Moses did in the first reading, our participation in the accomplishment of God's will, which always feels like a sacrifice to us. I knew a couple, they'd been married for 50 years, and I asked him, "What's your secret?" And the man said, "I always try to give more than I received. I always tried to forgive even before there was an apology. I always asked, what can I do rather than what's in it for me?" That's an outstretched hand. Your cooperation, your participation, and remember, even if nobody else joins you, you bring those you love together just by drawing closer to the Lord. Seems like a very, very small thing, and it is a very small thing. But God has been doing a great deal with a very, very little from the very beginning, because in the heart of God, your yes is no small thing at all. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Bridget of Sweden, pray for us.